Hello and welcome to my podcast show P3M. This is me, Kailash Upadhyay, with another important topic to share my understanding with you all. Today's topic is strategic changes versus tactical changes. Now, these are the two distinct type of changes that the organization can initiate to improve their performance and achieve their goals. So let me first talk about the strategic changes. The strategic changes are always top-down changes that are initiated by executive committee or leadership team, those that involve a significant shift in an organization overall direction, mission, and vision statement. These changes usually have long-term implication and involve major decisions about the organization, products, markets, customer, and business model. The strategic changes often require a high level of resources, time, and planning, and they are usually made in response to changes in external environments or to address long-term performance issues. The organization strategic plan or business case documents, these are updated when the strategic changes are approved. So now, let me share some example of strategic changes. The strategic changes may include entering into new market, diversifying the product portfolio, restructuring the organization, or adapting to a new business model. These are some of the classic example of strategic changes which are initiated within the organization. Now, let's talk about the tactical changes. The tactical changes are those that involve smaller scale adjustment to an organization operations, processes, and procedures. These changes are usually short term in nature and are made to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the organization's day-to-day activities. The tactical changes may involve changes to marketing campaign, pricing strategy, supply chain management, or customer service processes. The tactical changes are often made in response to immediate challenges or opportunities and are intended to produce quick results. They require less planning as compared to strategic changes and need fewer resources than the strategic changes. But yes, they can still be significant impact on organization performance because of these tactical changes. The management plan such as project, program, and portfolio management plan are updated when these changes are approved. So let me summarize some key elements that clearly distinguishes between the strategic and tactical changes. The first element is time frame. Now, the strategic changes are long-term as compared to tactical changes, which are short-term. The second element or factor that distinguishes between strategic changes and tactical changes is the area of focus. The strategic changes focuses on achieving an organization's overall objectives and vision, whereas the tactical changes focuses on addressing the specific issues and problems which the organization may be facing in their day-to-day operations. Now, let me talk about the third important element which clearly distinguishes between strategic changes and tactical changes. The focus of the or the scope of the strategic changes involve significant shift in organization structure, culture, or business model, while the tactical changes are more focused on the implementation part. Another important factor is planning. The strategic changes required careful planning and may take several years to implement, while tactical changes are often made on the fly to address immediate concerns, immediate issues which the organization is facing now. So that's all in this episode today on strategic changes and tactical changes. But before I end this, I would like to tell you that these strategic and tactical changes are not mutually exclusive. In fact, the organization often need to make both type of changes to achieve their goals. So yeah, that's all in this podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. Do like and subscribe to my show P3M, which is Project, Program and Portfolio Management. And here I will be often sharing my own understanding about these subjects. So that's all for now, and have a great day ahead.